A couple things to bring to your attention that we've been working on. One is we were able this year to cobble together once again a beach monitoring program for the Russian River. In the past, that has been primarily paid for by Sonoma County Water. This year, they said they couldn't. We're cobbled together a beach monitoring program by using our lab funds and then a little bit of supplement from Sonoma County Water, which we're very grateful for, and that allows us then to contract with the Sonoma County Health Department to do the analytical work. So our staff will collect the samples, and the County Health Department will then analyze and then make any posting decisions based on the data. So we're really happy that we're able to make that happen. Also with that is we've been working to get our lab up and running for bacteria. And we have a couple more items to take care of, but we're hoping by the end of summer we will have the capacity in our lab to conduct bacterial sampling analysis. So pretty excited about that. We're hoping that we'll get clearance from Sacramento to use, since we can't contract for the electrical work for the autoclave, we have volunteer electricians coming in from Sonoma County Water. If we can get clearance from the building management in Sacramento, Sonoma County Water's electrician will put in the electrical line. And so it reflects, in my mind, a really healthy and robust relationship between the three agencies of trying to get things done in any way that we can, being pretty creative, and it's nice to see. Also wanted to flag to you that I did send Ms. Edelman this morning spoke about the low flow urgency order for the Russian River, and I sent a letter to Sonoma County Water as well as to the State Board regarding the monitoring proposal for water quality that is contained in that draft order. What the draft order says, as it did last year, is that Sonoma County Water is to consult with us. We do not have approval or disapproval over the water quality monitoring program contained in there. They only need to consult with us. So we reviewed the proposal for this year. We think it has some issues, and so we reflected that back to them in writing. The primary concern being that for the questions that the monitoring proposal puts forward before the flows are, you know, what the flows were before, what they're going to be after the flows are reduced, and can you measure an impact from that reduction? We don't believe the data that they're going to be collecting is at all robust enough to do any kind of statistics around it to make that kind of conclusion. What we were told by Sonoma County Water is that they weren't going to use statistical methods to deal with the data. They were going to use some kind of best professional judgment. So we said, that's interesting. Could you tell us how you're going to do that? So that's out there. We are involved, but we don't have any veto authority over it. We only have the ability to comment. And that's all I have.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Ord.
Kat, can I ask that as that data comes back, that you share it with this board on some periodic basis, because we are talking about water quality issues in the lower river?
Certainly the bacterial information that we collect in the County Health Department analyzes will be up on our website and the county's website as soon as it's analyzed, and
okay.
Be glad to come back to you guys and report back on that. Sonoma County Water, they're using USGS to collect the data, so we won't have that data in any kind of real time.
Okay, but that's okay. I'm not even talking about real time. Just as that data comes in and it's looked at and analyzed or however they're going to do it, can you just let us know what that looks like? Great.
Thanks. Okay, Ben.